Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's funny, Al. He's apologizing to people, and now I have to apologize to him. My good friend Mike Lombardi, whom you can follow at MLombardiNFL or TheRinger.com or the podcast GM Street. We actually had him booked for 8:40. We had to move because Dick just called in, and he is back at his normal spot. The great Mike Lombardi's with us. Hi, Michael.
Don't peak too early, Angelo.
I know, don't peak too early. I think I'm peaking too early this year, Mike. But, Mike, let's start with this. I don't have to say it because it's very public in this town. You did issue somewhat of an apology to Doug Peterson for the remarks you made. Are you now on board? Do you feel now he is a fine coach?
Well, I don't know how to use the word somewhat. I mean, it's like you apologize or you don't. I mean, now I'm getting my apology critiqued. I mean, come on.
You want
blood on the table? I mean,
no, here's why you hedge it. You went, I do apologize. He's done a fine job this year. Now let's see what he does this week. That was part of the apology, Mike. I do recall it.
No, I said I was wrong. I admitted okay. I was wrong, and that's all part of it, too. And, you know, I think, obviously, this week's a challenge. This week's another big game, so I admitted I was wrong. I thought, look, he did a remarkable job in that playoff game. Foles only throws 7 incomplete passes. They're better in the second half on third down. And, you know, like I said, I mean, they managed the game perfectly because they had to, and their defense didn't give up a point after, what, that 5 minutes to go in the second quarter. They didn't give up another point, so that's pretty impressive.
You know, Mike, what got me in the way you said the statement, you place a ton of weight on what a coach does in the playoffs. When you got to do it. Like, that's where you really separate them, don't you? It seems like that's what you were saying.
This is the chess match, right? So this week he's going against one of the best defensive coordinators in football. He's going against one of the best head coaches. I mean, Mike Zimmer's in the top 5 coaches in the league, and I think what Mike Zimmer does on third down is really good. His defensive teams have played, when he was a coordinator, are excellent. His team has toughness. So, yeah, I mean, when you're in the divisional round, usually the bad gets eliminated, and it's usually the good. Now, sometimes this year, maybe we've had some aberrations. You know, Tennessee made it to the divisional round. Jacksonville's a really good team without a great quarterback. But for the most part, you know, this is when the league – and I think the final four of the teams in the league now, those are the ones that matter the most because these are the teams that have proven that over the time they've been able to stand, and it's our version of the final four.
You know, Mike, this season has taught me – that fate has a big part in how these things play out. Because everybody thought until the last play that the Saints were going to be facing the Eagles. Let me start with that final play, Saints and Vikings. How shocked were you at what happened?
Well, you know, Angelo, that's a really shocker because I think what you have to do in that situation is, and I don't blame, you know, Sean Payton or Dennis Allen. I think you can play it a lot of different ways, but most people would have rushed 3, get an extra defender back, and then you've got to build a line where the field goal is going to be built, where the field goal could be kicked. So there's a 3-level defense that you have to install, and the first line of the defense has to be where you think this the maximum level that the guy could attempt a field goal, 57-yarder, so that would mean you've got to be at the 40-yard line. And make sure the ball doesn't get there. And, you know, they didn't have that, and they didn't have a guy behind the defense when the poor kid came up to try to. And I think he was trying to avoid contact and avoid a penalty.
Right.
And I think he just blew it, and unfortunately, you know, it cost him the game.
All right, so this leads to our debate, Mike. Are the Eagles better off facing the Vikings or the Saints? Did this work in our favor or against us?
Well, I don't. Either team's going to be challenging. So the Saints. So let's just go through. Bill Parcells has this thing called rushes and completions. Okay. So what he does is after every game, he adds up the rushes and completions of the teams, and it really tells you about the execution of their team, right? So if you take the rushes and passes completed, and you want to be over 51, in any game you want to be over 51. The number one team in the National Football League this year in rushes and completions is the Minnesota Vikings. They average 53.6 per game. The number two team's Jacksonville. The number three team's New England. The number four team's New Orleans. and the number seven team's Philadelphia. So I'm not sure, based on just that, that, you know, you got a better, you got a, you know, obviously Drew Brees is better than Case Keenum,
right.
But as a team, Minnesota's pretty darn good.
What makes Zimmer so good? Obviously, the defense is it. What makes it so hard to beat?
Because he's really good on third down. Look, the Eagles won that game in the second half because they were able to convert third down. And
and
Foles only threw three incomplete passes in the game. They converted some key third downs in the second half, which really helped. And I think where Zimmer does a really good job is he's a lot like Belichick. He makes you play left-handed. It's going to be hard to run the football. Look, they didn't really run the ball against Atlanta to a degree of success. It was Foles that was able to make those completed passes and those possession-type passes, and he did. And I think what will happen in this game is the Vikings will try to make the Eagles play left-handed, and if they can do it, that'll help.
All right, we got a bad matchup here, Mike, and I need your help in fixing it. All right, Vitae against this kid, Maria, who's the
Everson Griffin?
Everson Griffin.
Everson.
That's a bad matchup, right, Mike?
Yeah, well, I mean, look, this whole – and if they put Daniel Hunter over there and they put Griffin over on the right side or they put him inside, I mean, they move Griffin around. This is what they do. Their defensive line. This game's going to come down to Monday morning when you're sitting in the Tasty Cake studio. You're the Eagles' offensive line has won it or Minnesota's offensive line has won the game. That's where the game is going to come down to, who can protect and who can get control of the game. And I think that's going to be the essence. Both teams, and I think this team in Minnesota is just a little bit way more complex in terms of their scheme and how they attack and their blitzes than anything Atlanta would have done. Atlanta's blitz scheme from that Seattle family tree is not a complex scheme. They rely on their ability to win with their pass rush. Zimmer on third down gets really complex.
Mike, on their team, is their offensive line their weakness?
That's really where I think Tony Sparano's done a remarkable job. I think, you know, Pat Shermer's won Coach of the Year, Assistant Coach of the Year. Tony Sparano's done a great job of really keeping that line together, and they've kept them off balance, and they do a good job with their play calling. A lot of three-step drops, a lot of the ball gets out of the quarterback's hands, and Keenum has done a really good job. I mean, Keenum has played really well, and he's made some really good throws, and the receivers have done a nice job for them. But, yeah, that's the weakness, and I think that's what the Eagles have to win the game. They're going to have to force turnovers and control the game with their defense.
Mike, this is story breaking right now, and it's really hurt my feelings. Apparently the NFL. Mark, could you explain to me what the NFL just sent out? Because I'm really upset.
This actually sent out a couple of days ago, and a friend of the show, Mark Crisman, actually sent this to me. It's an ad to win Super Bowl tickets. So they have a promo picture for the Super Bowl featuring Tom Brady and Case Keenum.
No, Mike, that's not something to laugh about just because you love the Patriots. You work with them. They're already saying they think we're going to lose.
Well, I think, you know, you should be a coach. You've got always a great ability to rally the call.
Mike. Hold on a minute. Mike, here's my thinking on it, all right? That's what the NFL wants to happen.
You're going to put this into a conspiracy theory.
I think they obviously want Brady's a huge attraction, and they want Minnesota because the game's in Minnesota. That's what they're rooting for, aren't they, Mike?
Look, I'm saying there's no more passionate fan base than the Eagles.
I would think the
league office would love to see Philadelphia just come into there. It would be a tremendous Super Bowl. The tickets would be hard to get. I think Philadelphia, Minnesota, either one of those. I think obviously Jacksonville's a great story, and Brady, because of who he is, makes him more appealing. But I think that's really where we're talking about. I mean, both NFC teams have incredible fan bases.
Hey, Mike, who's going to win Sunday?
Angelo, I think it's going to come down to field position, and I think it's going to come down to the ability of the defensive front. I think the Eagles' defensive front is the better one, but I think Minnesota's a better defense. This one's a hard one for me. I think it'll be a close game in the teens again. You know, a home field advantage. I'll go with the Eagles here, Angelo.
Eagle, you're going Eagles. No apologies next week. All right, Mike, one last thing. Howie Roseman was named Executive of the Year by the Pro Football Writers. Your thoughts?
I think he's done a really good job. I think he fixed the defensive line, got him more depth, you know, and the offensive line has played better this year with the depth that he's added to it. And I think, look, you know, just having Foles as the backup quarterbacks allowed them to keep in play when Wentz went down. And I think still the key for what Howie did was make that Wentz trade. That's probably the best trade he's ever going to make.
Exactly. Hey, Mike, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks when the Eagles are preparing for the Super Bowl.
All right, Angelo.
Thanks for everything. Thanks
Bye-bye.
For being a good sport, Mike. Thanks. Appreciate it. Mike Lombardi. All right, now I got to...
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.